This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescuers raced to find survivors even as the waters receded in Germany, Belgium, and in the Netherlands Saturday after some of the worst flooding in more than 50 years. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Centre, which is coordinating the rescue efforts. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Gunmen abducted at least 60 people in northwestern Nigeria after riding motorbikes into five villages and firing sporadically into the air, a police official and several residents said Saturday. The latest kidnapping took place in Zamfara State overnight, according to regional police spokesman Mohammed Shehu. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom, mainly in northwestern areas where thinly stretched security forces often fail to stop the abductions. Iran's deputy foreign minister said Saturday that the nuclear deal negotiations in Vienna must await Iran's new administration of President-elect Ibrahim Raisi to begin. Abbas Araghchi said, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." A diplomatic source had said on Wednesday that Iran is not prepared to resume negotiations on coming back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until Raisi's administration has begun. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. More than 100,000 people marched across France Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places such as restaurants and cinemas. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
Demonstrators say Macron's sweeping measures announced this week to fight a surge in COVID infections infringe on their freedom of choice. Macron's announcement had already prompted demonstrations earlier this week in Paris, where police had fired tear gas to disperse some protesters. Earlier on Saturday, the Office of Prime Minister Jean Castex said France would reinforce restrictions on unvaccinated travelers from a series of countries to fight the surge of COVID infections. The average number of new infections in France has rebounded to reach nearly 11,000 per day.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. A rapidly growing wildfire south of Lake Tahoe forced the evacuation of a mountain town and the cancellation of an extreme bike ride through the Sierra Nevada Saturday, leaving thousands of riders and spectators stranded and rushing to flee the area. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Tamarack Fire just south of Markleyville, close to the California-Nevada state line, is 0% contained as of Saturday, where the death ride had to be evacuated. California's Beckwith Fire continues to grow, but so does containment. Another growing fire, Oregon's Bootleg, the country's largest, continues to grow at more than 280,000 acres as of Saturday afternoon with less than a quarter containment. Meteorologist Chuck Redmond says upcoming weather isn't helping.
We're going to see explosive fire growth. The fire has a good chance to get up and run because of those strong winds and low humidities.
I'm Julie Walker.
Shockfest Titan took home the top Palme d'Or prize at Cannes on Saturday, revealed early at the closing ceremony in an embarrassing slip-up by jury president Spike Lee. French director Julia Ducournau is only the second woman to scoop the directing prize. Lee, the first black man to lead the jury, read out the winner at the very start of the prize ceremony, rather than introducing the first award of the night for best actor.
I messed up. Simple as that. And I was very specific to speak to the people of Titan and tell them that I apologize. They said, forget about it, Spike. So that means a lot to me.
American Caleb Landry-Jones won the Best Actor Award. Little-known Norwegian actress Renate Reinsve won Best Actress for her role in Worst Person in the World. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.